Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, where we focus on spiritual warfare and putting faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. The title of today's discussion is Taking Ground a Key for the Kingdom of God? The Bible talks about kingdom keys. King David had one. Peter was given a key to the kingdom, and Jesus announced that in front of the other disciples. Does God still give out kingdom keys to ministries and to people? Or possibly do we all have keys to unlock kingdom doors for certain people or certain groups? After all, each one of us can reach people for the kingdom of God that no one else can reach, right? Let me start with Isaiah 22:22. These are NLT verses. I will give him the key to the house of David, the highest position in the royal court. When he opens doors, no one will be able to close them. When he closes doors, no one will be able to open them. Matthew 16:19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, I've kind of got a crazy series of stories today, all in one theme of is taking ground a key for the kingdom of God. When we finished filming the pilot episode, I went to Nashville and showed it to several small sort of focus groups, a small church, a small group of young men, a bigger wide group at a university, and just looked for feedback. What do people think? How do they like it? What are their questions? And it was a great trip. It was a great response all the way around. I only had one person that just hated it. And we don't all like the same kind of artwork. Some people like modern art. Some people like traditional art. And some people like outdoor art. Some people like stills. There's just it's not that any art is bad art, is that you can't expect to do a piece of artwork and everybody love it. And it's the same with telling a story in a video like we're doing with Taking Ground. And so the one guy that didn't like it really didn't like it at all and told me that. And if you give a speech and 10 people tell you how wonderful it was and how it changed their lives and helped them in amazing ways. But one guy says, "You did terrible. You stuttered all the time. You talked terrible. I couldn't understand you. You talked too fast, or you talked too loud, or you talked too long. I hated it." Well, that night when you lay down to sleep, you're going to focus on the one guy who didn't like it, right? I mean, that's what I do. That's human nature. So on Monday, when that happened on a Monday evening, the guy didn't like it. Everybody else loved it. I laid down thinking about that and feeling bad about that. And I prayed about it. And it felt like sort of that God was saying, everybody doesn't like the same kind of art. And that's where I kind of thought through all that. And then I relaxed and went on to sleep. Now, I'm a pretty high energy guy. So when I go to bed, I sleep all night. I rarely even get up in the night. But on that particular night, I was in the home of a friend who was out of town. They let me use their home. And, the door to the hallway from the bedroom I was staying in upstairs was wide open to the hallway and the rest of the house. And so it was very surprising to me when I woke up at about 3 a.m. and was hot. I sleep usually cold. I was really hot. And I thought, well, something's wrong with this thermostat. So I got up to check the thermostat. Now you walk in some stores in the wintertime, as you enter, like if you go in Walmart, as you enter the door, you feel hot air blowing down on you. They're doing that to keep the warm air in as the door opens and closes a lot and keep the cold air from coming in, keep the warm air in. And I felt that as I walked through the doorway. Now the door's wide open, but I felt warm air, almost blowing down from me above the door, like keeping it hot in the bedroom. When I walked in the hallway, it was fine, and the thermostat was fine. So that was puzzling. So I walked back through, and again, it was just hot in the bedroom. even though the door was wide open to the hallway and the rest of the house. So I laid down, and I was so hot, I took my shirt off. I sleep in a t-shirt. I took it off. I was just so hot. And I started thinking about that. Why am I awake and why is it hot? It's 3 in the morning. And I started to pray. I said, Lord, is there something that you want me to pray about? Is there someone you want me to pray for? Is there something you want to say to me? Is there something you need to teach me or something you need to reprimand me for or train me on? Is there something you need to correct me about? And I prayed that and just started trying to quietly listen for what came into my mind. And immediately a key, the idea of a key came into my mind. That wasn't a dream or a vision. I just the thought came into my mind. It's a key. What is the key, Lord? What is this key? And I felt like he was saying, this key is your episode taking ground, your series, your film series taking ground. It's a key. And I've given you this key. And this key only opens certain doors because everybody doesn't like the same kind of art. They're not going to go in the same door. Different people like different things, and so this key is unique, and this series, this Taking Ground series, is something that will reach certain people for the kingdom. So I thought, okay, that's kind of. So what am I supposed to do with this key? And I felt strongly that my job now was to figure out what doors this key opens. Does it open the door to the hearts of young people? Or does it open to old people that have never become a Christian? Or does it open the doors to the key to the hearts of people who are Christians but are confused about how to win the battles they're fighting? What doors does it open? I need to learn. I got to try this key in a bunch of different doors so that I know exactly which door is opened by this key. Then I'll know exactly how to use it more effectively for the kingdom. And it was an hour and a half of thinking through that in the middle of the night. I never do that. So I finally kind of thought through it all and said, okay, I think I know my assignment now. Thank you, Lord. And I went to sleep. Woke up the next morning and ended up calling the studio for the one studio that I've signed with to do this series. And we've recorded the one episode. They helped coordinate all of that. And I told Amber that story. And it really touched her because she said she was told before she even built the studio that she was going to be a key bearer. God was going to put keys in her studio that was going to reach people for different segments of the population for the kingdom. I thought, wow, she's been told she's a key bearer. I've been told this episodic series we're doing is a key. Wow, that's really interesting. Thought about it all day. The next day, I woke up early to go speak at a ladies group. Now, I hadn't told anyone else this story about the keys, but I went early the next morning. It's a 7 a.m. group in Nashville, Tennessee, Kings Hill House of Prayer. And I was on the front row waiting for my turn. There was a praise and worship time. A different people speaking before me. I was sort of the last one on the list of everybody that was going to talk that morning. And when the lady's singing and leading the worship praise time kind of finished up, the music is still playing softly, and she begins to pray. And of course, it's a big ladies group. There's like, I don't know, 75 ladies there. I don't know how many. And I hear her pray, and I'm still half asleep, and I hadn't told anybody about the key. And I'm sitting by a lady I don't know, on the front row, and this lady starts to pray, and I hear her say in the prayer, all of a sudden, I see God handing out keys, kingdom keys. And that really got my attention. And the lady next to me leaned over, and I hadn't told them any of this. Lady next to me leaned over to me, and she said, one of those keys is yours. These are keys of authority. You have authority from God. He's given you a key. So that kind of blew me away because nothing like that has ever happened to me before. So it went well that day. It went well that night at another screening, and people clapped when it was over, had a great response. And then I came home. And then within a few days, I get an email from someone else in Tennessee, and they weren't involved in any of that. And this person said, I had this dream a year ago, and It's a dream about Satan's attack on homes, on the land, on the ground. And she'd sketched this little drawing of this house and grass around it. But in the grass around the house, and even in the house, were snakes. Now, what do snakes make you think of? Satan's called the serpent. He's the enemy. He snuck up on Eve and tricked her, and snakes just recommend. And she said, and she had this dream a year ago, but she'd been saving. What do I do with it? What do I do with this dream? Who do I share it with, God? How's it going to help me or help someone else? And she wasn't sure. And all of a sudden, she emails it to me and emails this little drawing she did of this house with the snake in the grass. And she said one of them was a big snake, like Leviathan or something. And so she said, there's many snakes lying in the grass and in the homes. One abnormally large one was in the grass, and he even took out a large dog. It swallowed a large dog. But there were also two keys in her drawing, a big key and a smaller key. And one of the keys was numbered, the big key was numbered number 6, and the smaller key was numbered number 57. Now, one of the things that came to mind is safety deposit boxes at the bank. It takes two keys to open one. If you rent a safety deposit box, it takes the bank key, the master key, but even with that, they can't open my deposit box without my key. So there's these two keys, and she says that two keys were revealed to defeat the snakes, to defeat the enemy, to defeat Satan and his followers. And she said one was much larger. It was the main key. And then it was the main one, but it required the secondary key. See, God doesn't work without working through his church, his people, his followers. See, he could do all this without us, but he's chosen to involve us in his work. And these keys are numbered, number 6 and number 57. Number 6 is the big key, 57 is a small key. And she emailed me this drawing she had made a year ago. And she'd been saving it, asking God what to do with it. And all of a sudden, she felt like God told her to send it to me. And she said, "Do these numbers mean anything to you?" 1-year-old dream. And I just had this stuff about the keys this week. I said, "Yes, both those numbers mean something very important to me. I was born in 57. And when I prayed for help to help that guy that was going to commit suicide, God gave me Deuteronomy 6. And the New Testament equivalent of defeating Satan is Ephesians 6. So 57 is a small key. That's me. I'm small. I'm insignificant. But the safety deposit box won't open. That door won't open without my key. If I don't do something for the kingdom, it's going to lay there locked up and not help people in the kingdom that would be helped by that key, by an unlocking of that door. 6 is the big one. 6 is the most important number. Six, Deuteronomy 6 and Ephesians 6. God's word is so powerful. His word is required to defeat Satan and all his fellow snakes. And note that the lady's dream had two keys. Two keys. Deuteronomy 6, Ephesians 6, that's 6. And 57 is reminding me of me. Maybe it's my part. So just like that safety deposit box at the bank required two keys, perhaps our ministry of spiritual warfare at Active Faith and God's powerful word of Deuteronomy 6 and Ephesians 6 work in combination to take ground. It felt like this was a punctuation point following all these other key references. One thing I can assure you is only God can do this. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to ask God who you can reach for the kingdom that no one else can reach, and ask him if you have a kingdom key that needs to be put to use. You might pray like this: Lord, do I have a kingdom key? Do I have a talent or ability that needs to be put to use for the kingdom? Help me to know exactly what my key is, and help me to know precisely where to use it. In Jesus' name, amen. And lastly, let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.